Hello, English program here. Time for On This Day in History. Of course, it's the history of the Fab Four, the Beatles. Quite an interesting collection of things here that I have for you on this particular program. Well, it's April 25th, 2012. It's Wednesday, and on this day in 1964, the Beatles had, can you believe this, 14 singles in the American charts. I assume this was all different charts and things, or at least the top 100 or whatever. But even so, 14, that's a lot. That's quite an achievement. That was in 1964. 14 singles. Also, Peter and Gordon's cover of the Beatles' World Without Love was number one in the UK. And in 1967, the Beatles recorded All You Need Is Love. It was during a British TV broadcast. Well, Wings broke up on this day in 1981, and Paul McCartney announced he would carry on as a solo artist. So there we go, some interesting things going on there, I'm sure you will agree, in the history of the Beatles. If you do go to the Cavern when you're in Liverpool, and, you know, you should, you have to remember you have the Cavern, and then you also have the Cavern pub opposite. And very often when they have all these music festivals and things, you will have musicians in the Cavern, sort of downstairs in the Cavern, and also in the pub. And basically Matthew Street is one big street filled with pubs and live music and things. The comparison would be Beale Street in Memphis, just all bars and things, and all, you know, fantastic opportunities for music. You can have nice lunch, something to eat, or your breakfast or something. Have coffee as well, of course, or if you're me, lots of tea. Yes, I'm quite a tea drinker, you see. Yes, don't drink coffee very often, although I'm very picky with my tea. So sometimes when I'm out, I'll have coffee, because I don't mind if I get, if someone makes me a coffee and it's not a very good coffee, I don't mind. As long as it's milky, no problem. But tea has to be very specific. You have to, if you're going to make a cup of tea for me, it has to be done with, you know, very, very sort of specific. So there we go. But anyway, getting back to the topic. This was On This Day in History with the Beatles. Some interesting things there to do with the charts and things and songs. All very good. As I say, you know, the Beatles were always doing something. Some things are more, sort of the events are sort of more famous than other things, but the Beatles were, you know, quite understandably always busy doing things, appearing on the telly, on the radio, doing things for the fans, all kinds of things. So if you have something you can think of that you'd like to be included in a future On This Day in History, then send it in. That's all you've got to do. So this is the English program here on the audio boo, about a minute and a half left. I was taking you through the little bit of the Beatles and sort of explaining a little bit about the way the Beatles, the Cavern works and everything. And when you go to Matthew Street, it is just amazing. You can just spend so much time in Matthew Street, going from one place to another, looking at all the things, looking at the pubs where the Beatles would hang out, sort of before or after they were in the Cavern. It's just an amazing place to be. Go and have a look at the Eleanor Rigby statue thing. All kinds of things to do. And then Matthew Street is just literally in the city centre, and you're not too far, you're literally round the corner from the Beatles Hotel, which is always worth a look at, or you could even stay there, I suppose. And it's also around the corner from the new Liverpool One shopping precinct, biggest commercial sort of shopping centre in sort of development in Europe. It's a very big place, and there's a big horse statue and all things for you to look at. So plenty of things to do if you go to Liverpool.